Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Almost Friday, and how amazing that all of a sudden we've just jumped into the best part of spring where it's nearly 90 today. You know what I mean? Where it's that. And here's what's funny, too, is that in like September, maybe into October, we're like right now, we're like, oh, it's hot, you know, because we're still kind of easing into it. Some of you, I realize there are some of you that are like, no, I love it. Great. I'm still wearing a hoodie. Okay, great. And by the way, when you say that, no one likes you.
Uh-huh.
But trust me, in just a few short months, we'll be begging for this weather. You know what I mean? Well, oh God, remember how back on April 10th, how we were so excited that it was almost 90? I'd kill for it to be like that right now.
I know. I got to say, though, I feel like it's still a little bit colder than usual. Usually by April, I feel like it's really hot.
I don't know why it's a job requirement for that I have to work with lizards, because if the studio's not a million degrees,
I know. I'm so gross. Well, we keep it so hot in my house. I can't help it.
Oh, good Lord. In any event, have a great day. It's almost Friday. Thank you for starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Something you may not be aware of, Michaela Gordon, to those who are close to her, they call her Mika, which I have adopted. So if I just do that, if I get a little too casual and just go, hey, Mika, and the reason why I say that is because I almost did that just now. So,
listen, I love it. It's so endearing to me and the people that I adore. It sounds so sweet, too. It sounds so
sweet. Well, let's just all do that. Let's just all be endearing and adorable. Yeah. So I never had heard of this before. Did you know? When is your birthday?
In January, January 14th.
Excellent. We've already missed that. So that's one more year that we don't have to buy a present. That's good. Mine is coming up on June 7th for those who celebrate. Statistically, you're more likely to die on your birthday.
Oh, my God.
The Guardian newspaper just did. Isn't that British? I think it's British. They just did a big thing on it. It's called the birthday effect. You're more likely. I've never heard of this. And do you know anybody that's ever died on their birthday?
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I do know when I see obituaries that it's very close, if not on their birthday.
You don't read obituaries. Do you read obituaries?
I don't, but you know when like things pop up, or even like my grandma, she died really close to her birthday. In retrospect, yeah, it kind of makes sense to me.
It's wild. Between, and they've actually studied this. There's still cancer out there, but they're studying this. One time when they looked at it in 2015, says you're about 7% more likely to just kick the bucket on your birthday. Another one in 2012, found it's almost 14% higher. No one's exactly sure, but here's some theories. Number one, your birthday is depressing. You know, we all think, yeah, happy birthday, bro. It's like you're like, oh, God, another year that I'm just an absolute disappointment. Also, we celebrate our birthdays a lot of times with intoxicants and whatnot. So you're more likely to fall or have an accident. And if you're older, if you overeat and overdrink, you could, you know, have a heart attack. So just listen, die, you know, take about 15% off the top and just kind of, you know, slow it down just a touch. And yeah.
Birthdays have become so morbid to me now that I've heard this story.
Yeah, sorry. I just kind of ruined it. Hey, listen, it's almost Friday. Focus on that.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day. As you might imagine, you know, those of us being here in Las Vegas, the wedding capital of the planet, it shouldn't shock anybody to find out that on Monday during the eclipse in the path of totality, didn't think I was going to get to do that again, Michaela. I'm glad I got one more bite of the apple on that. Yes. The path of totality. So a bunch of people got went to Arkansas to get married during the eclipse on Monday. They thought it would be, you know, very unique, just like the thousands that will show up here whenever the date's goofy, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it wasn't that weird. They had about 400 couples from 25 states. That's a pretty good number. It was free, and it was pretty romantic and whatnot, and they just had to get their marriage license. And then, you know, at the big moment of the, you know, totality, everybody said, I do. Adorable.
That's so nice. Cute. I feel like me and Lisa missed an opportunity, Chet. We could have gone to Arkansas on Monday.
Do you have a date? Are you set on all this?
No, we have no date. We got engaged in 2022, but weddings are really hard to plan and they're really expensive.
All of those things. This is a weird story. At least 19 feral cats are roaming the grounds of Mexico's National Palace, where the president lives. It's their version of the White House. Mexico just said, hey, guess what? We're letting them stay. The cats are going to get to live out the rest of their lives there with full access to all areas. Sometimes a cat will come meow meowing in. If you ever do Zoom calls at your house, stupid cat won't get off the computer. I'm guessing sometimes cats interrupt meetings and everything, but everybody's pretty cool with it. Can you, by the way, you want to watch this country's head really explode? Let there be feral cats at the White House and watch us all flip out and start fighting about what to do about it. Oh, my goodness. And finally this morning, Larry and Jessica McDonald live in West Virginia. Somehow that seems appropriate. You'll understand why in just a moment. Larry and Jessica in West Virginia now hold the world record for the greatest height differential of a married couple where the woman is taller.
Oh, wow. How tall is she?
And I don't know why that's... No, you know what's crazy? She's 5'10". That's it. He is an even 3 feet tall. They've been married almost... Doesn't this just smell like a TLC show coming or whatever the channel is that shows that stuff?
Uh-huh.
They've been married almost 18 years. They have 4 kids together. They just did an interview about it. And they said, it's what's on the inside that really matters. Yeah, we know. We know. Quote, you might find a person who looks exactly like what you want, but you need someone who makes you feel and think and love. And honestly, you know what? I say that with a mocking tone, but it's true. It really is. In fact, you know what? I got the warm fuzzies inside, and
yeah.
Isn't that really the purpose of the good feeling stories of the day?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
The internet remains undefeated today. My goodness. Almost Friday. Thank goodness. But at least the weather's great. Goodness.
It's beautiful out today.
Is this not the absolute best time to live here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's gorgeous out. And I was ready for the summer. I felt like it was so cold this whole year.
We, you know what? I feel like we make the same complaints every year, too. I feel like by the time we get to April and May, we go, oh, it's a tough winter. It was really, I think we say that every year because in our minds, we always remember that one big windstorm that, you know, that toppled trees and somebody lost their trampoline. And they, you know, and we're like, oh, geez, this is really bad this year. And then, you know, get to this point. Although they've backed off the forecast a little bit. It looked like it was going to suck again this weekend. Which, listen, I've got plans. Somebody get the manager. I want to talk to them about the weather forecast. because yeah, well, so I think it'll be okay. It looks now like it's just going to be windy. Yeah, it says here now windy on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Sunday's going to be a bit cloudy and whatnot, but it'll still just be fine. It'll be just fine. Okay, listen, before we go any further, I have a question, and it's been sitting here on my sheet for the last 3 days. Remember we told the story last week about the people who had gone on the cruise, and then they have the shore excursions on the cruise where you can get off and go explore the tropical land that you're visiting, but you don't actually get to stay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you get to see it from the boat. Here, go spend a couple of hours, pay way more money than you should to go and have these people schlep you around. And then, but just make sure you're back on time because when we're leaving, we're leaving. And these people got held up on their tour, they were late. And the boat captain said, hey, the rules are the rules. And they took off without them. And then supposedly they were supposed to try and catch up in Senegal or something like this. And they were going to have to travel like 8,000 miles in 2 days to get there. And it was just some crazy thing. I've been waiting to find out what happened with this cruise. Have you heard anything else about these people?
I've heard nothing. And I feel like that's not a good sign. Like why it went from a huge story to zero. Have they been found? Are they still there? No idea.
Or is it just a nothing? You would think there would be some sort of update that they would go. They made it to the boat. They got back on the boat. It's everybody's safe.
So we
haven't heard anything. I'm lost on this.
I'm lost. And listen, I have a cruise at the end of the year that I'm very excited about. And now I feel like I'm going to need to take extra precautions. I'm going to need to be ready. I don't want to be left anywhere. And they're strict about that.
Are you working or playing?
A little bit of both, actually.
Oh, that's fun. So you're performing. Well, please tell me more.
I am. I'm performing on this cruise ship with my partner. We do it every couple of years. And listen, I love performing because I get to then travel. And it will be simple. It'll be to Mexico. Easy. Boom. We're there. Not too far. So if we get stranded,
I need details. You're giving me blurry colors and I need sharp, vivid information. Are you doing the 3 day cruise to Ensenada?
Okay. So no, we're taking the cruise to, I haven't looked up all of the details yet because I'm not right. that responsible, but it's a week long trip. I'm one of those travelers that waits to the last minute and then I'm like, oh, that's where we're going. Great.
And I'm that annoying person that knows all the detail. I am. Yeah.
Are you the
okay,
person
so
to travel
I apologize.
With? No, you're the guy to travel with. I'm the one that everyone's like, we don't want to go with her because she doesn't know anything.
Literally, people go, hey, so when are you going? Blah, blah, blah. And my wife will tell you, I just wait for Jet to tell me to get in the car. And we go, I have my bag. I have my bag. I'm ready to go. And then Chet says we're going and that's it. She knows and she does know, but she's just realized she doesn't have to care. I am her concierge. I'm her concierge. I'm her valet. I'm her chauffeur. And I love it. I love that job. So, okay. So I'm going to stop pressing you for details, but you're going for a week to Puerto Vallarta. That's what I care.
Yes, we are. I'm going to be ready for it. And if anything goes down, I'm calling you, Chet, because you're the responsible one. Here.
Oh, no, I'll get you home. No, it'll be like in Tropic Thunder where he's got, I've got your whatever game system it was. And he throws it up at the helicopter and stops the missile. I'm Matthew McConaughey in Tropic Thunder. And I'm sitting here looking at Google right now and I'm like, how do I Google What happened to the cruise? I realized I'm probably never going to know.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, my boy Gary just shot a message. The people on the cruise, they were reimbursed for travel expenses and rejoined the shrimp. They rejoined the shrimp they got back on the boat in Senegal.
Thank God.
So it's fine. Everybody's fine, and I can calm down now, and everything's good. Hey, good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
What part of Henderson are you in?
Okay, I'm in Hendertucky. If you're
Hell
a Vegas
yeah, you are.
Fan,
you Hell know. Yeah, girl. That's right, girl. No, and can I tell you, and it was funny, off the air, Michaela goes, I've never heard Hendertucky before. And I'm like, never admit to that again. That's ridiculous. You've lived here. You're a Vegas. You can't say you're a Vegas girl and say that you don't know Hendertucky. But... how long have you been gone? 15 years?
Yeah, like 15 years. I only knew of Henderson and Green Valley. I didn't know there was like a Hendertucky. Okay, but I'm into it now.
Oh, yeah, girl. Yeah.
No, that's what we call old school Henderson now. It's Hendertucky.
I love it.
Yeah, original. Like if you're OG, let me guess, you live off of college. Is that what part?
I'm a little further up north, but
understood. Yeah, you get an accent bit. And everything. It's amazing. No,
I know.
It's really,
I love it, Renee.
It's really good. All right, let's play the nickname game. Here's how it's going to work. I went online. I said, tell me the story of how you got your nickname. I'm going to give you, and I'll give you three choices of what the nickname is. You and Michaela are going to play against each other. You're going to win anyway, so it doesn't matter. This is purely just for, you know, S's and G's. So here we go. I'm half American and half Chinese, says Paul, is his nickname. And they're saying it, not me. Hong Kong phony, Twinkie, yellow on the outside, white on the inside, or Kung Paul. Renee.
I'm going to go with Twinkie.
Michaela.
I think I'm going to go with Kung Paul.
Paul's nickname is Twinkie. Yellow on the outside, white on the inside. One for Renee. Gemma says, I was addicted to mac and cheese. Is her nickname A, Mac and Sneeze? I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. B, Kraft, or C, Noodles. Renee?
I'm going with Noodles.
Mika?
Okay. I'm going to go with Kraft.
Noodles. And Renee is up 2-0. 2-0.
Honey, Hendertucky's winning.
I'm telling you, they're sharp. They're sharp over there. People
the OG,
know things.
Okay? That's
right. They were raised right. They were raised right in Hendertucky. She knows stuff. Hendertucky, where you can still make fun of people and call them names. You can tell these are all old school too. Can you imagine now if you got a friend and you calling them Twinkie? Because no. Now we all know and we all laugh, but in polite company and out in the open, oh God, no, you can't do that.
Right.
I'm waiting for the email. I expect by the end of the bit, or at least by the end of the commercials, that I'll have an email just blasting me for telling that one. All right. Vicky says, my high school social studies teacher said I was very preppy and looked in my mirror every time I went to class. Is her nickname A, Buffy, B, Portia, or C, Clueless?
Oh, my God.
Renee.
That's hilarious. I'm going with Clueless.
Yeah.
Mika.
Clueless was one of my favorite movies. I'm going with Clueless.
Buffy. Buffy was her nickname. No points awarded. Renee is still up 2-0. It was the early 90s, says Stephanie. The early 90s. My hair was big. Is her nickname Bozo, Q-Tip, or Shrub? Renee.
Q-tip.
Mika.
Okay, when my hair is long and curly and froey, I kind of look like Bozo. I'm going to say Bozo.
Q-tip is the correct answer. Renee is the winner. Renee wins. I didn't tell you guys it was best of five, but it was first one to three. You know what? Let's do one more just for fun because I love it. Dana's maiden name is Barry. Okay. Dana's maiden name is Barry. So in school, did all of these idiot kids call her Huckle, Scary, or Dingle?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm going with Dingle because that's just funny.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Because you're it's, and that's the way they would roll in Handertucky. There's no doubt about it. Michaela, Huckle, yeah, Scary, or Dingle?
It's how kids roll. I think Dingle too.
Yeah, is it gonna be anything other than Dingle? Here's what's awesome. Her husband was the one who they have been sweethearts since middle school. Oh, my God. And she just thought it was a cute nickname that her husband called her until she Googled it a number of years later.
and found out. Sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. DJ Cassidy's Pass the Mic Live. Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh. Special guests at the Bach Theater on Friday, July 5th. Tickets go on sale this Saturday for everybody else. You don't care about that because you already have yours. And there are five more dates on sale for the residency. And four tickets for Bluey's big play while these kids all tear apart the Smith Center on Saturday, yes, August 10th at 11 a.m. You are fantastic. Give our love to everybody in Hendertucky and have a great day, all right?
Bye, Renee.
Thank you.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Melissa, did you hear that OJ died?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson. Mm-hmm. That was it. That's crazy. Can I ask you, you know what? I'm going to start your 177-second survey right now. Can I ask you how old you are?
Yes, 25.
Oh, God. Aww. So O.J. So this whole O.J. thing literally means nothing to you.
Yeah. Well, no, it does.
Well, I mean, no, it's meaningful, but okay. For my generation, I just like being able to say it. Well, no, but I'm old enough that it's like we had three things, old people would be like, where were you when Kennedy got shot? That's kind of how that started. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like, where were you when the space shuttle blew up? You know, I'm old enough for that. Where were you when the OJ verdict got announced? And where were you on 9/11? Where were you when you heard about 9/11? Because we all know that we were, you know, we had a spot. Did you, or here's the funny way to ask this question. What bar were you in where OJ hit on you? No? I don't mean to speak. I don't mean to speak ill of the deceased, but I mean, I'm just saying that's if you ever, what's that wine? Michaela, what's that wine joint at downtown Summerlin? Do you know what I'm talking? Grape Street.
Oh God! Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was dude's hang.
Yeah, he kind of walked around Vegas very, very freely the past couple of years.
Did you? I'll just ask, even though I know the answer is probably no. Melissa, did you ever have an OJ encounter?
No, I didn't.
Michaela Gordon, did you ever? You were in LA for most of this time. Did you ever have an OJ encounter?
I actually did. I had a residency singing at the Cosmopolitan a couple of years ago, and he came in really low key, didn't make a big deal. We didn't say hello, but he walked in, and I'm telling you, my heart dropped.
We were at, you know, the other thing too, where were you during the OJ chase? And because the world stopped when he was in the white Bronco, I happened to be, did we just lose Melissa? Adrian, did we lose Melissa?
Yeah, something just happened. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know. The phone just went away. It's cool. We're gonna talk about it. When she calls back, give her the tickets for Missy Elliott and everything's all good. We just happened to be in LA, and we had done a Disneyland live broadcast, and then I stayed a couple days later, and I was having lunch with some buddies, Hollywood-ish. And the story comes out that the chase is going on. And we were like, we're not far from the 405. Let's go look. And drove right by us. Literally drove right by us. And it was, yeah. And it was just great. Wow, O.J. Simpson, gone. He did it, right?
Yeah, listen, even if you're 25, there was the People versus O.J. Simpson that came out a couple of years ago to kind of refamiliarize the story. And he was so guilty to me. It was crazy.
Yeah, and then every once in a while when he would talk mess, when he would just, well, if I did it, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you're right, though. The People versus O.J. Simpson opened that legend up to a whole new group of people. So. Totally. Wild, though. Whoa. Crazy. All I did while Starships was playing a minute ago, I'm sad that when we got the news, we were like, whoa. Uh-huh. Well, not we, me. I was going, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I realized, okay, stop doing that. It's annoying. All right. More Missy Elliott tickets for you. Relationship rehab. Would you allow your kid to go to school and identify as a cat?
Oh.
Okay, this is not a new thing, people. Oh no, it wasn't school. It was indoor trampoline park. But regardless, this is not necessarily a new phenomenon. It only seems like it is because kids have been doing this kind of, stupid. Kids have been stupid for a long time, right? You were stupid. Your parents were stupid. Your grandparents were stupid. Now your kids are stupid. You know what we do? Kids have been stupid for a while.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
See, this is the fun part as we're going through. Now, Michaela and I have been friends for many, many years, for a long time.
Yeah.
But as we're going through this, we're spending a lot more time together now. And we're learning a lot more about each other. We were friends, but we didn't hang out, right?
Yeah. Well, I was in LA too, so it wasn't like we had a lot of opportunity.
Right. 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 But and you know what? There's part of me though that kind of regrets that now that we didn't keep in touch better. Because I mean, look at us now. Look
at us, dude.
So we just found out, Michaela. So had you not gotten this job, you were going to Texas to do what?
Oh my God, I was going to swim with the otters. You don't know this,
In Texas.
In Texas, there's an incredible facility. It is a very specific place where you can literally get into a pool and you can, oh my God, you can hold these baby otters. And you can spend 2 hours with them, with doing whatever you want. I would cry the entire time. I'm so in love with otters. I would just cry, honored to be in their presence. And I was gonna go, and then I got this job, so I'm not going yet.
Well,
but you better believe it.
There's a little. I'm overdue for a little bit of time off, and so and here's the way it works on this show. You jump, I jump. So if one of us goes, we all go. And so maybe that opportunity is still there. I'm baffled by this. Where in Texas are you going to swim? And I realize you may not know this. These type of details are very important to me. And I realize they're not important to everybody, as we've kind of learned earlier in the show. Well, I guess down south, like Houston, Galveston, or whatever, you're not far from the ocean. But where are you going in Texas to swim with otters?
I want to say it's 2 hours away from Houston. That's what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a facility where all the money then goes back to the otters.
Yeah, sure it does.
Yeah, right.
Of course it does. That's the story they always give.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm willing to believe that story if it means I'm swimming with the otters. I will lie to myself till I'm blue in the face to swim with these otters. And I don't know what this obsession is. It came over me 2 years ago. Love with them. I'm madly in love with these stupid little otters.
Right away. Is it Blue Hills Ranch?
Yes.
Is it Blue Hills?
Yes. Chet,
Asian, you're reading my mind. Asian small clawed otters.
Oh my, I know. Oh, they're so sweet. Like little babies.
Take it easy. Seriously.
I can't even act like a normal person.
It's near Waco, Texas. It's near Waco, Texas, which is nowhere.
Is that not near Houston?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Wait, swim with otters, San Antonio. No, same place, Blue Hills Ranch. I don't know what this place is. McGregor, Texas. I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
My wife grew up just outside of San Antonio. She also shares a love for otters. In fact, she super hates zoos. She won't go to the rodeo. She doesn't like anything where animals are being held, you know, against their will, you know, any of that stuff.
Right.
She was okay. I took her so early in our relationship. We went on a romantic trip to Vancouver, British Columbia, and we went to the aquarium. And she was like, "This seems okay." You know, I was like, "It doesn't seem like they treat them too horribly, you know, here." And hey, she don't like SeaWorld, none of that stuff.
Yeah, I feel
But she liked the Vancouver Aquarium and loved the otter habitat to the point of, for the longest time while she was working, she had the otter cam up on her computer almost the entire time while she was at work. Like you could go in, and I forget they had a name. They had a name for the otter. I don't remember the otter's name. All I know is there's a very, very funny picture of me and a beluga whale. And I'm telling you, we're separated at birth. And if you don't understand what that means, Google a picture of me and then Google baby beluga whale.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's having a super freak out because what did your friend DM you?
It is legal to own an otter as a pet in Nevada. You're not.
No, seriously, scale of 1 to 10. How likely are you to go out and buy an otter? Because obviously, if you can, somebody's got them. So how likely are you to now investigate buying an otter?
Lisa, my partner, turn this down. It's going to be a 10 out of 10 for me.
Don't buy an otter. Where would you keep an otter? Do you have a pool?
I don't know where he would live yet.
Do you have a pool? It would be a male?
Yes, I do.
Would be a male?
Yes, I've decided that's what he'll be.
Oh my God, because the last thing you need is a female otter and then the neighbor cat, you know, coming over the wall. And then you've got this weird cat otter. You got a cotter.
A cotter.
A cat otter. Oh,
yeah.
And then what do? And you got all these little babies running. Oh my God, it's terrible. This is a bad idea.
Sounds like heaven.
No, don't. Oh, no. No. And by the way, I'll Google it here in a minute. We got to do relationship rehab, so we got to go. But I'll Google it here in a minute. I'm pretty sure, I'm reasonably certain that desert is not an otter's native habitat. And I know there are people like, well, it doesn't matter if it's a native habitat or not. If you said it, no, just no.
I think I'm going to do it.
No, you're not. You're crazy, but you're not that crazy. Seriously, where would you keep an otter? I'll play this game. I'll play your game with you.
Great.
Okay, Michaela, a happy 2-week anniversary on the Chet Buchanan Show. Mm-hmm. Part of the Chet Buchanan Show perks plan. I'm going to buy you an otter. Now what?
I guess we've got a third co-host. I don't know what I'm going to do with him yet, but we're going to have him.
And no, I'm trying to be honest with you, and you're going, we've got a third co-host. What are you going to have, a talking otter?
An emotional support.
Come on.
Otter.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
I have a pool.
Listen to me. Where? Because you're over here talking about talking otters. I'm trying to make sure the otter doesn't die. I don't want a talking one. I'm not buying you a talking one. Because those are going to... Because guaranteed, the talking ones are super expensive.
Oh, yeah. Those are going to get pricey.
Okay. So I'm buying you an otter. Where are you going to keep the otter?
I'm going to keep the otter in the pool that I own. Assuming that's where he'll want to live. in my backyard.
And again, I'm guessing that you're thinking that you're going to want to talk to this otter to see if that's where they, is this where you want to live? Or where? This is, I can't do this. I, you know what? I like conversations in real life, not in fantasy land. So I can't. I'm done with this. No more otters.
Thank you for playing with me.
No more. Thanks for not playing back. Because you're, I don't know. I'm going to put it in the pool if that's okay with him. What are you talking about? Of course it's okay with him. He's your otter. Listen, otter, there's no, this is not a conversation. This is not a, this nice man brought the otter. Do I have to go pick the otter up and bring it to you? Because I don't think I have the right gloves. I don't.
We can go
this
together.
This is bad. This is, we'll no, it's all bad. I'm envisioning like a Groundhog Day when they pull the groundhog out of the hole, and the groundhog is like, his feet are hanging down, his feet and his butt are hanging down, and he's like, I'm uncomfortable. And they're kind of holding him out like, don't pee on me. You know what I mean? Like when you got the baby, here, take him. He's had a blowout.
Yeah,
that's what I'm guessing.
Smack on his bum.
God bless. All right, we really have to get to relationship rehab.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not letting you have the last. I'm having the last word on this. Yesterday, I took my daughter and niece to an indoor trampoline park when all of a sudden, one of the trampoline areas was mobbed with a bunch of middle school kids being loud and pointing and talking about another small group of kids. When I asked my niece what was happening, she said some furries just showed up. That's right, kids. I said furries. I asked what a furry was. She explained to me that those are people who identify as an animal. Yeah, some of us know. So some of us already know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we know. It's the same way we know about the green door. Like we know, but we don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's an inside Vegas joke. If you boy, if you just moved here, you don't Google Green Door Vegas. But okay, but like we know, but we don't know. Like I don't know, but
exactly. So anyway, exactly.
She wasn't kidding. Wait, back to the story. So she wasn't kidding. They had ears, paws, and tails of cats and were meowing at the other kids around them. Again, I'd like to repeat, this is at the indoor trampoline park. Okay. To me, says Brian, to me, this is bad parenting or lack of parenting in general. What do you guys think about 10 to 13-year-olds dressing and acting like animals in public? Well, you know, does it really matter what we think? Probably not. But it should matter to you at 702-364-9898. Because you know why? We're willing to pay you for your opinion. Caller number 25 right now. We have, let me check my notes. Yes, we have tickets to Out of This World, the Missy Elliott Experience with special guests Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday, July 13th, and somebody's going to get upgraded tickets. Now, I just want to point out that probably the best way to solve everything that we've talked about in the last 10 minutes here is that I want to get one of these kids and put them in an otter costume.
Oh, my
and
God.
Send, yeah, and I'll just send them over to your house on Saturdays and just for a couple of hours,
yes.
You know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I think time and place, and yeah, fine. I guess, you know.
Yeah, I identified Chet as a Spice Girl for a majority of my life, so I do understand.
And now, and as we said a couple of weeks ago, you are like a living, breathing, walking, talking Bratz doll. Especially when you, I'm telling you, you don't know when Michaela's got the fresh spray tan working.
Yes, honey, he remembers.
Seriously,
the spray tan.
And I was like, "Did you just have your lips done?" And she's like, "No." And I was like, oh, sorry.
It's my overlining technique. Thank you very much that I saw on YouTube.
Nice. No, solid work. Okay. Now, so Michaela's apparently getting DM'd all, you know, like your phone has exploded. It's hot to the touch. There have been so many DMs. That are your friends telling you that you should have an otter, or are you not getting an otter?
Okay, my friend, I have two DMs. One sent me a place where I could buy an otter, so I feel like they're supporting me. And another friend said, I don't even know where the otter's going to live, so why would I have an otter as a pet?
Thank you. No, judgment. Thank you. And that's what I'm asking is that, again, if you were to have an otter, and I'm not kidding you, where does the otter, do you have a place for the otter? And if you say bathtub, you might not be ready to have an otter.
Okay, to be fair, I felt like we... Yeah. Okay.
Easy, Jennifer. Jeez.
Okay, Jennifer and Chet. I understand this. I also was not prepared to answer this line of questioning, Your Honor.
I just want a damn prepared. Otter. What do I get? You know what? We'll figure. I just want an otter. We'll figure the rest of it out. Yes. Stop it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Because you know the next question was, well, here, I'll just role play the whole thing. So you know the next question was, well, what's the otter going to eat? Otter chow. I don't care. Yeah. What do you mean? I'll just go. You know that they probably sell otter chow at the same place where you buy the damn otter.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. I would just assume I'll pick up his food when I pick him up. Easy enough.
Do they not interview people? Do they? I know, like, when you go to the Animal Foundation, they make sure that there's a suitable home. Oh, don't they? God. I would hope somebody with the otter, well, whoever they are. Hang on. Now I got to look this up. Where are they selling otters in Las Vegas? That's the place I want to go. Forget about the joint in Texas where you could sell. I want to go to the place in Las Vegas where they're selling otters. And I want to see just exactly how sketchy this joint is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like this was part of the interview process with the questioning. And so I feel like I'm doing pretty terrible, actually.
Okay, so Jennifer, I need you to put two things on your calendar. Number one, Saturday, July 13th, Out of This World, Missy Elliott Experience with special guests Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland. I need you to put that on your calendar. And second, just pencil us in for an open date for Field Trip to Otter Store, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
Almost Friday. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Special thanks to everybody who's listening on the Odyssey app. We love you. Now, Kayla Gordon, what is this? This guy suing who for what?
This man is suing 50 women that he went on dates with, but claims that this guy was the bad date.
Yeah.
He is
okay.
Yeah, he went on the 50 dates. The women didn't like him. They started a Facebook group where they all talked about him, said he was not that good. He got so offended that he's now suing the women individually. Says it's just not true. I'm a great date. He's really great. He says that it's provably false and defamatory. He doesn't like it, and he wants to see the money now for all the money he spent on these women.
I smell scam-a-lama ding dong. You know what I'm saying? Because here's my thing, and here's why. Why? Who's starting a Facebook group? You know what I mean? How does this now? Was this guy so, and I don't know if you have this information or not, was this guy like so arrogant and so awful? How does everybody know, hey, by the way, oh, I went out with him too. Did you know there's a Facebook group? How does this happen?
Listen,
this smells like he's trying to get attention for something.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, the women on here are sharing images and exchanging texts, but it doesn't sound like anything so terrible happened, except he just wasn't that great. I kind of like that he's suing them. He's like, you're not going to put me down. You're not going to ruin my dating life. I'm going to take it to the court.
No, that's like suing the Westgate Superbook because you didn't win your bet during the Final Four. When you go out on a date, you're accepting risk, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. You know why? That's why they call it dating. That's not like meet them and smash, you know, 10 minutes. Sometimes it works out like that, but most times, you know, that's why it's dating.
Well, it gets even worse for this guy, because not only do they not like him, he is suing them, but now there's a fundraiser set up to support the women being sued. So they're getting all kinds of support. This guy's not going to win it at all.
That's where, you know what? That's what this is. There are no women. I'm telling you, there are no women because we, as a society these days, we'll give to a GoFundMe just because it exists. How many times have we seen this where, this GoFundMe, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, the GoFundMe made $73 bajillion. And it's like, how? Why? This dude, don't do it, people. This dude's just trying to take your money. He's taking the money. There are no women.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Okay, so I find this interesting, and I thought of you when I saw this, Michaela. Because you eat healthy. You eat super healthy, right?
Yeah, super healthy.
No bread.
Mm-mm. No bread, no dairy. We eat lots of vegetables. I sound so fun.
Well, yeah, but part of that is you have a legitimate gluten issue.
Yeah, yeah. My health was kind of not doing great, so I changed up my nutrition. I've been feeling good ever since.
The dairy thing, is that just because intolerant, if you know what I'm saying? Is that
exactly.
Understood. Yeah, no, there's a lot of people. Your stomach just rumbled right now, didn't it, you listening? I heard you. I heard your stomach rumble right there, just even talking about it. So there's a doctor in the UK that posts health advice on TikTok. He also just published a book called This Book May Save Your Life. And his thing, and I want to see how you feel about this, his thing is that while bread is not healthy in general, you know, because it spikes your blood sugar and all the reasons, we know all the reasons why, you know, like whole wheat is better than white bread and, you know, and that kind of thing. However, he's saying that if you toast your white bread, that it lowers the glycemic index rating by causing more, and it's a very hot term right now, retrograded starch. So your toast is in marmalade. What? Stop it. Just stop it. So whatever it is, it acts more like fiber and breaks down more slowly. So your blood sugar stays more stable and you feel fuller longer. Freezing bread, also causes a similar reaction. So let me just say this right now. This also applies to pasta as well. Leftover pasta that's refrigerated and reheated is lower on that glycemic index than when it was cooked fresh. So here's all I'm trying to say to everyone right now is that if you just can't help yourself, at least make toast or eat leftovers. And you know what? I'm okay with all of that.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, there's a lot of talk, you know, about how divided we are as people in this great nation of ours, how divisive things are.
Us divisive?
Right? Whatever do you mean?
What?
Right? Well, that may all be changing. Is it because the election's coming? No, not at all. Is it because there's going to be some national tragedy that bonds us all together? I hope not. But that seems like it seems to be the only time that we ever actually do stop fighting with each other. No. Sausage apparently is bringing us together, or at least sausage says that we agree on a lot more. This is ridiculous to me. The Johnsonville sausage people.
Wow.
Yeah, the Johnsonville sausage people recently conducted a survey on American attitudes. The sausage people did. Apparently the sausage people have way too much money and need some sort of tax write-off. I don't know. But they said, and this is true. Do you agree or disagree? 80% of adults say that they are sick and tired of the anger and negativity in America.
Oh, yeah. I think we can all agree on that.
89% want less negativity in the news and social media.
Yeah, me too.
Of course. I think we can all agree on those things. Now, the problem becomes that nobody's willing to let go of their side of the equation so that we can all just get along. No, they're like, I want you to agree with me. I want you have to come over to my side. In any event, this has led to us feeling less connected. Yeah, true. 60% of adults say having fun with people has gotten harder lately. 80% say there are people in their lives that they would really want to reconnect with, even if they disagree on some issues. I forget how it came up, but I was talking to a buddy of mine that like he and his mom were really tight for a long time. And I was like, hey, so what do you got? It was her birthday or Mother's Day or something. It was a few months ago. And I'm like, yeah, how's your mom? You going to see her this weekend or whatever? And he's like, I haven't talked to her in 3 years after I found out she's the most evil person on the planet. And they were fighting over politics. And it's like, oh my God, a whopping 91% of adults say that we don't have to agree on everything to enjoy a meal together. So maybe you just don't talk politics. 71% say it's easier if you're sharing great food. Ah, that's where the Johnsonville people come in. Yes. And 75% of Americans agree that people are mostly good. And we agree with that. So listen, give folks a break today. Thank you for starting your day with the Chet Buchanan Show. We love you. If no one else does, we love you. Right, Michaela?
We love you, baby. And the sausage people.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's make a move here. It's The More You Know. Before we go, Michaela, I know you know, with your fancy dresses and your swanky venues that you perform in, Delilah at the Wynn. And what's the place? What's the place at Fountain Blue that you were at the other night?
Nowhere Lounge.
Nowhere Lounge. Very fancy. I've seen that place. It's very fancy.
It
all ties in together with this. It seems like there are countless bubbles in a glass of champagne. Somebody who obviously didn't have enough to do and decided that they, you know, why go out and do anything useful? Scientists used to estimate that there are at least 15 million bubbles in a glass of champagne. Now somebody actually decided to do research. Why? I'm not sure, but there's about a million bubbles per glass. So hope you don't feel like you're being shorted because, well, you know, we used to say it was 15 million. Now it's a million. If you would like more bubbles for whatever reason, you should serve your champagne warmer than usual and tilt the flute more while pouring. I will tell you this. I don't drink champagne because it punches me right in the face. Seriously.
Ooh. Does it just give you a headache?
No. Well, maybe. It gets me hoorah pretty quick. Yeah. So I don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, the Rolling Stones guys, randomly met each other at a train station in 1961. Mick was 18. Keith was 17. Wow. Who would have believed that Keith Richards is a year younger than Mick Jagger? I mean, just by looking at him. And if you need reference, just Google it. They started talking about a record that Mick was holding, and they became friends and collaborators and all that for years. The deadliest mountain in the world. Is it Mount Everest? No. It's K2, which is the second highest mountain in the world behind Mount Everest. Only 377 people in the history of the world have successfully climbed K2, and 91 have passed away in the effort. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, it's obviously much harder. The term hooker. You ever wonder why I call him hooker? Why it's called? Started apparently in the 1820s. The compensated dates would hang out in a part of Manhattan called Corlear's Hook. And they went, they're from that part. So the hookers, gotcha. And chlorine first added to pools in the 1940s. Because it would keep your pool cleaner and make it fresher and more inviting? No, because it could kill polio. So the idea.
Instead that's of interesting.
The instead of the vaccine, get in this water with this stuff in it. Okay. So the more you know, before we go, we probably should go out, take advantage of this day. Listen, if you were thinking, I'm going to work really hard today and then I'm going to slack off tomorrow because it's, you know, it's almost 90 and whatnot. Tomorrow, it's not going to be as nice. It's going to start being windy. And I mean, it's still going to be good, but it won't be as good as it is today. So I would slack off today and then, you know, put in a solid effort tomorrow when it kind of is not as great. That's just a little pro tip from your boy over here. Regardless, make it a great day. Go out and crush it. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Adrian, hit them with it.
Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.